Welcome to Am I in the Wrong Room? A podcast exploring self-discovery, growth, joy, and the journey to your most authentic life. I'm Kimberly, your host and fairy godsister. Welcome, y'all. I'm so excited to share this podcast with you. This is the first episode. But before we get started, I wanted to acknowledge that today is Veterans Day, and I would like to shout out all of the veterans, all of the military family, those whose family, like mine, have had veterans who have made a huge difference in your life. I truly thank you for all of your service. You all make America what it is. We are the land of the free because of the brave, and I appreciate all that you do. Welcome. I'm so excited to bring this podcast to you and share a question that I've started asking myself daily. I'm sure your overarching question is, who am I and why am I doing this? I can say this podcast is not a project I just stumbled upon. I've explored blogging, microblogging, and YouTube, but I found those platforms weren't the right fit for me. And having conversations I wanted to have with others. In fact, over the last few months, I've been in, and still am in, the process of healing from a long-term abusive relationship. Yes, I'm throwing the heavy stuff out there first. In this powerful time in my life, I wanted to use my voice to create what I didn't find so easily. A woman, a Black woman, a woman of color, a person rebuilding their life after life has kicked the crap out of them. While thousands and thousands of other women and people have experienced this, success leaves clues. And those were the clues I was looking for. My name is Kimberly Buma. Buma is my middle name. I'm half African American and half Nigerian, although I know very little about the Nigerian side. Like many of you listening, I'm a young woman. I turned 35 this year, and I've tried to do everything right. I've tried to follow all the guides, done all the introspection, gotten the education, been hired at some pretty cool places and did great work, followed what I thought were my passions, make my family proud, and be the best friend and partner I could be. And I've still found myself lying on the floor, sobbing more than I would have ever cared to, giving myself pep talks to get out of bed or even to get through the day. Not even surviving sometimes, just existing. That's the thing with perfectionism. Nothing is perfect, and we all have a struggle or 100 in the end. Mentally, emotionally, physically, and many other allies. And then in 2020, I found a wonderful therapist and I had some hope. Then the COVID shutdown happened in the US 2 days after my first session. I found myself in an apartment with my dog and a narcissistic partner. At home, working a corporate job, dreaming, dying to figure out how to be happy and satisfied with what I did each day. Fast forward to today and this podcast, because eventually we'll get into the meat of my experiences. I hope I'll have the chance to connect with you and learn and share those experiences as well. I'm on a new journey, a career change from financial services to interior design, newfound freedom, peace, and joy, working on building and putting together the life I didn't seem to think I deserved or was discouraged from having. But in this new space and therapy, that doesn't automatically equal sunny skies. Leaving behind a place of manipulation and pain doesn't mean those things won't continue to come look for you. There are still numerous challenges and tests I've faced, will face, and the same for you as well. And after a particularly unpleasant instance, while struggling to get over the experience or sum it up in a way that didn't excite my anger and frustration, I blurted out in therapy session, I must be in the wrong room because the only person finding this unbearable is me. And now it's a daily question as I explore all of the spaces in my life, jobs, projects, passions, friends, etc. Am I in the wrong room? And then if I am in the wrong room, how do I get to the right room? What does the right room even look or feel like? And that's precisely what we'll talk about here. This is a safe space. Whatever you feel, you can feel. Whatever your truth is, as long as it's grounded in wisdom and reality, is your truth. And the name of the game is wholeness and progress. When I look back at my short life thus far, I can see the reality of being in the wrong room frequently applied. So check in with me each Thursday and we'll cover a topic and just have a conversation. I hope that from these episodes, you'll find journal prompts, affirmations. It'll spark conversations with your friends, loved ones, husbands, wives, help you find direction and show the power inside of me and inside of you. Maybe you'll dive in and find your own therapist who is your true advocate in figuring any and everything out. I'm a Jersey girl, you guys. So be ready for sarcasm, jokes, the unadulterated truth, and sometimes a bit of French. But importantly, the goal is to get over and away from the BS at all costs. I've often found myself frustrated by others, ready to hurl all the blame I can, when simply, it wasn't the space for me in the first place. And I needed to see that and move on. For some, this comes easily. And for others, or at least for me, that's not so easy. So let's talk about it peer to peer and break down how to manage it in the real world. I want you to have a voice and a say. Let's do some fun things, learn from each other, laugh, grow, and become our authentic and joyful selves. I'll catch you next week. We'll start with imposter syndrome. Be good. Don't do anything I wouldn't do, which means you have plenty of leeway. And remember, you are loved. Bye.